While Georgia Thompson was actually hired before Democratic Governor Jim Doyle took office, Doyle's opponents used her indictment and conviction last year to campaign against him. The charges against Thompson alleged that she awarded a contract to a Doyle campaign donor based on political considerations. One of the federal appeals court judges who released her called the evidence beyond thin. Thompson attorney Stephen Hurley says Republicans tried to take advantage of his client's situation, but he says Democrats are trying to do the same thing now.
All of a sudden, after this case, I see the other political party now saying the U.S. attorney did something wrong for doing his job for political purposes, for trying to please his bosses, for job security. And I see what terrible damage those accusations did to my client when there was no proof. And I'm not willing to do that to the U.S. attorney.
Democrats have asked the U.S. Department of Justice for all documents related to Georgia Thompson's prosecution. Wisconsin U.S. Senators Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold are among those who've questioned whether politics played a role in her case. Hurley says U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic has been a very good lawyer. He says he'll leave any inquiry into Biskupic's office to others.
If there's evidence, search for the evidence and let the evidence come out. But the accusations ought not be made unless there is evidence developed, because you're going to do to somebody else precisely what got done to Georgia. And that's just wrong.
Thompson served 4 months of an 18-month prison sentence before being released last week. Hurley says that if people had looked at the evidence in her case, this never would have happened. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.